All right, coming back. 9:24 here. We've got clouds, 32 degrees. Do this every Wednesday. Got to check in with our good friends over at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Taylor on the phone with me this morning. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. We're talking pediatric occupational therapy. That's a mouthful. What can you tell us about this?
Yes, it is. I kind of just wanted to talk about what all they look at and then some signs to look at with your child and to think about, well, maybe this is something I could bring them in for.
Okay.
So pediatric occupational therapy, we help kids with fine motor delays or struggles. We evaluate the child looking at things like handwriting, pencil grip skills, and then a lot of those related skills that go with that, like hand-eye coordination, finger coordination, upper extremity strength and coordination, motor planning, and other sensory processing skills.
Do you find a lot of people coming in for this? Do you have a lot of business that way as far as kids coming in with this?
Yep, we do get quite a few kids that we help out with these different things. And, you know, all these areas may impact handwriting and fine motor skills in school and home settings.
Right.
So at therapy, we kind of determine which areas are impacting the child's motor skills and work on those to improve them.
You're painting with a big brush here. It sounds like a lot of information. Is it a challenge, Taylor, to kind of keep up with that? Because I'm sure you got new stuff coming at you every week.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of things we do look at. Some of the signs that your child may be struggling with fine motor skills, I just have a couple, you know, a list of some of the common things we look at.
Sure.
The child is having difficulties with peg-type toys, using that, you know, hand-eye finger coordination, placing a peg in a spot, struggling with isolated pieces of puzzles, difficulty holding or using a scissors, difficulty tracing shapes, lines, or letters, difficulty writing letters, or getting fatigued when you are doing things like writing.
Well, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of variables to this, but when someone comes in, what kind of a plan, or how do you put a plan together for something like this? I suppose it would depend on I don't want to say the severity, but what you're dealing with each child, right?
Right. So our occupational therapist would go through the evaluation, look at all the things that, you know, are deficits and what they're struggling with, and kind of make a plan of how they're going to improve all of those areas. And right now here at OSPTI, we're offering free screenings that will look at age-appropriate fine motor skills. So this screen will include such things as like stacking blocks, doing puzzles, writing and drawing, cutting with the scissors, and just kind of things depending on whatever age your child is. And then if appropriate, we may recommend a full evaluation where they would look at things more a little in depth.
Okay, and I would imagine parents too are looking at you going, thank you for kind of getting to the bottom of this.
Right, definitely. And even the child too. Mm-hmm. A lot of those things makes just learning and being in a classroom more difficult, and you're just slower and not being able to keep up with the teacher and classmates. And a lot of, you know, things we can progress helps the child to keep up with peers.
And makes your job worth doing, right? Because I can tell you love it.
Exactly. All definitely.
Right. Taylor,
if you're interested in a free screening or want some more questions about fine motor things or occupational therapy in general, give us a call at 218-641-7725, or you can always check us out on Facebook.
All right. Well, you just answered my question for me. Taylor, listen, enjoy the rest of the week. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk next Wednesday.
Yes, you too. Thank you very much.
That is Taylor from OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ricky Clavercamp with an Ag News update. The federal government shutdown is starting to drain key USDA nutrition programs that were at the heart of Farm Bill and spending fights on Capitol Hill. The WIC and SNAP programs are out of money. According to Texas